Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
This is the voice of prophecy, a voice crying in the wilderness of these modern days. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
We invite you to listen to a special musical broadcast of the Voice of Prophecy called A Song in My Heart, presented by the King's Herald's Male Quartet, Del Delker, contralto soloist, and Brad Braley, organist. The program will also feature a message of inspiration by our speaker, H.M.S. Richards, a Seventh-day Adventist minister. The quartet opens with a medley of three choruses expressing thankfulness and joy in Christian living.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and free. Wide, wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea, is my Savior's love. I, though so unworthy, still am a child of His care. For His word teaches me that His love reaches me everywhere. Everywhere. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, Jesus, come into your heart. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, true joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins He'll wash away. Your night He'll turn to day. Your life He'll make it over anew, anew. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, true joy, let Jesus come into your heart.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Christian music. We thank Thee that when Jesus came, He set the world singing. And we pray that Thou wilt give us in our hearts today the song of the Lord. Make us better as a result of this broadcast. In Christ's name.
Of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God.
O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who bow before Thee, near to the heart of God.
Amen.
The voices you will now hear are those of Bob Seamount, second tenor, and Del Delker, contralto. They are singing a seven-part arrangement of the spiritual Jacob's Ladder, made possible by multiple tape recording. Listen now to two voices singing all seven parts.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
And now something a little different. From time to time we hear occasional solo parts by each of the King's Heralds in arrangements of their quartet songs. We have asked each of them to bring a personal testimony in song, beginning with the bass, Jerry Dill, then the baritone, Wayne Hooper, second tenor, Bob Seamount, and last, the first tenor, Bob Edwards.
I stand all amazed at the love Jesus offers me, confused at the grace that so fully he proffers me. I tremble to know that for me he was crucified, that for me a sinner he suffered, he bled and died. Oh, it is wonderful that he should care for me enough to die for me. Oh, it is wonderful.
Thank you.
which down the ages rings, of love divine, so pure and strong and changeless, not in this world such peace and joy can bring. Sublime of love divine, ring out thy story to all the listening world. Soon may it be o'er land and sea, to
sing as I go, for there's one thing I know that will lift life's heavy load. When the shadows are long, he will give me a song, as when skies are blue and bright. For each step of the
May we take this opportunity to thank you for the many letters of encouragement you've written to our music group. They appreciate so much your song requests, suggestions, and above all, your prayers. The King's Heralds are joining their voices again to bring this cheerful admonition for any time. You can smile.
There are many troubles that will burst like bubbles. There are many shadows that will disappear.
when you learn to meet them with a smile, to greet them, for a smile is better than a frown or tear.
You can smile
when you can't say a word.
You can smile
when you cannot be heard.
You can smile
when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, anywhere. When the clouds are raining, don't begin complaining. What the earth is gaining should not make you sad. Do not be afraid, a smiling is much better, and a smile will help to make the whole world glad.
You can smile
when you can't say a word.
You can smile
when you cannot be heard.
You can smile
when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, anywhere.
Now it's Miss Del Delker's turn. Just before HMS Richard's sermonette for today entitled A Song in My Heart, she tells us why she loves to sing on these Voice of Prophecy broadcasts.
Though some may sing to pass the weary night along, though some may sing to entertain a worldly throng, I sing because I worship God in song. It's in my heart.
And so each Christian may sing, "It's in my heart." Christianity itself came into the world on the wings of song. Our florists have a slogan, "Say it with flowers." But when Dr. Luke, the great evangelist and writer of the third gospel, penned the wonderful Christmas story, he might have used the slogan, "Say it with music, say it with song." For in his report of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continually hear behind the record the voice of singing, fragments of song, themes for songs, the Ave or Hail to the Virgin Mary by the angel Gabriel, the Benedictus of Elizabeth, and later of Zacharias, father and mother of John the Baptist, the Magnificat of the Blessed Virgin herself, the Gloria in Excelsis of the holy angels, and the Nunc Dimittis of aged Simeon in the temple when he beheld the Son of God and man. The birth of Jesus was the most joyous event that's ever happened in this world. Christian faith brings happiness and singing to the hearts of men everywhere. Just the opposite with infidelity. When Robert Ingersoll, the skeptic, died, the printed notice of his funeral said, "There will be no singing." Of course not. There's no reason for singing, for joy, for happiness, no reason for hymns, for anthems, for oratorios, for carols, for spiritual songs among infidels, agnostics, skeptics, or atheists. Why should there be? Without God, without Christ, without redemption, without a divine revelation, without hope in the world, what have they to sing about? Not only do real Christians have something to sing about here, but they will have something to sing about hereafter. deliverance from an evil life, victory over doubt and despair, thankfulness for the blessings of God received here and now, for eternal life in Christ, for friends, for loved ones, for Christian fellowship. These are themes for singing here today. And so it will be with God's children at last, when the final victory is gained, when all the battles of life are ended, in that land where dreams come true, and at last the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Then we shall hear the majestic triumph of the song of Moses and the Lamb, that new song to the people of God. There's nothing minor or somber about it. It's majestic, victorious, the song of victory, the song of joy over suffering, the song of resurrection, the song of life over death, the song of Jesus glorified and His redeemed forever. Was it not the sweet singer of Israel who long ago said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord"? 1 Samuel 2, verse 1. At another time in his prayer to God, he said, "Thou hast put gladness in my heart." Psalm 4, 7. The true song is in the heart first. Then it comes out as a revelation in the life. It's a good thing to start the day with singing, as we read in Psalm 30. Singing cometh in the morning. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy or singing cometh in the morning. It pleases God for us to worship Him with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Psalm 100, verses 2 and 4. Uncle John Vassar did a great deal of house-to-house work distributing Christian literature during the past generation. A woman, a godless woman, resented him. She said, "If he ever comes to my house to talk with me without introduction, I'll have none of it." Sure enough, the next day he rang her doorbell, and she recognized him, slammed the door in his face. That didn't daunt him. He went out to the street and sat down on the curb in front of her door and sang this passionate stanza as only he could sing it. "But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do." Not long after this same woman sought admission to the church. She made her confession, and she could only say between her sobs, "'Twas those drops of grief, they burned themselves into my heart." John Vassar could sing his way into her heart because he had the love of Christ in his own heart. When Haydn, the great musician, was once asked why his church music was so cheerful, he said, "When I think upon God, my heart is so filled with joy that the notes dance and leap as if it were from my pen. Since God has given me a cheerful heart, it will be pardoned me if I serve Him with a cheerful spirit." Do we have the song in our hearts? In a small parish church in the east of Scotland, evening services were about to close. The aged pastor announced the last hymn. The light suddenly went out. After a moment of silence, the precentor rose to his feet and said, "We can't manage that hymn, sir, but we can all sing 'The Lord is My Shepherd' in the dark." "Yes, we'll take the 23rd Psalm." So they sang it. It would be well with all of us if we could sing "The Lord is My Shepherd" in the dark, in every kind of darkness. For if He is our shepherd, we know it. Someone who went through some very dark places himself once wrote, "In the night His song shall be with me." So wherever we are and whoever we are, young or old, and whether it's day or night in our experience along the road of life, knowing that our sins are forgiven and that Jesus died that we might live, that He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, each of us can sing our testimony. "In my heart there rings a melody, the melody of love."
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody,
rings a melody with heaven's harmony.
In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be
my endless theme in glory. With the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody,
rings a melody with heaven's harmony.
In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. A melody of love.
Now, this is Orville Iverson of the Voice of Prophecy suggesting that we allow the light of the world, Jesus Christ, to put a song in our heart. Then we can go forward in faith.
Have faith in God. From Him never depart. Have faith in God, true believer thou art. Have faith in God. With a song in thy heart, have faith, dear friend, in God. We hope this program of ours has served to bring you blessing and spiritual help today, and that you will listen in again next week for another program brought to you by the Voice of Prophecy. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.